The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it's the summertime. We've got a lot going on. And in the house this morning, on the line, actually, we have Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy that the sun is shining.
Yeah, we got summer on our mind.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
It's awesome.
Yes, I figured you might like that song. So
tell us
what's going on with
you.
How have you been since the last time I saw you?
Well, doing great. We're just super grateful to be able to wake up. We've always had Thursdays. There's been so many Thursdays, but we've never had a Thursday, Juneteenth, 2025 before in Pensacola.
Isn't
like
it something?
Today.
Yes.
So every day. Every day's a new adventure. Every day's a new adventure. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, a lot of people are off today, and the parade's going to be starting in about 20 minutes in downtown Pensacola at 10 o'clock, so the folks want to get out and celebrate. And it is a celebration for everyone.
Absolutely. It's a celebration of just all the wonderful things and the progress that we've made in this society, and hopefully we continue to make more progress and continue to look out for the welfare of one another. And that's why we try to do these radio programs too, to kind of help educate everyone and continue the progression of consumer awareness and the progression of the well-being of Floridians and anyone that's listening to kind of look out for themselves and to hopefully make their day a little bit better.
Well, we're going to do our best, right? So first of all, let's just talk
about Claimology,
because some folks may not be familiar with you. They may be tuning into the program for the first time. So tell us about your company and what you do, because I find it fascinating and really, really relevant this time of year.
Well, Claimology's it's positioned, we are positioned to be an advocate for Floridians that are policyholders, for the insured. Our intent is to come alongside the insured and help them navigate the now ever-changing and more robust and complex claims process. And the reason why we call it complex is not because that filing a claim is complicated. It's not. You have an issue, you file a claim, but what we're seeing and most oftentimes is happening is that the insurance companies, over the last few years, since six of them went out of business, some went bankrupt in the state of Florida, and a lot of things changed in the policies and lots of things changed in the law. A lot of what people are experiencing now is what are called below deductible denials right out of the gate, where the insurance company just says, hey, we recognize you have damage. However, your deductible is, let's say, $2,000. And we only see, and we might have $3,000 of damage, but we're going to depreciate it, minus your deductible, so we don't owe you anything.
That's not
pennies.
Good.
And so people are like, well, what do we do? And so it should be as simple as being able to, hey, go out and get a contractor and let them see the damages and present it to the insurance company. But what's happening is a lot of times is, even those contractors that are experienced with dealing with insurance companies are getting pushback. And so as public adjusters, that's what Claimology is. Claimology is it's a vehicle. We are public adjusters where we carry a license to adjust insurance claims. We are legally allowed to read and interpret your insurance policy, which a contractor is not able to do legally. So a roofer or a general contractor, they're not given the authority or the privilege to interpret policy language. They may be able to talk to you about the scope of the damages in your home, but they're not able to adjust the loss. And so they're not able to talk about contents. They aren't able to talk about what are called additional living expenses, other structures, different types of things that are in your policy that you are afforded when you do have a valid claim. And so as a public adjuster, we're licensed, background checked through the state. We don't work for the state, but we're monitored by the state. And so we represent the insured. And so we carry the special license to make sure that when the insured has a claim, that you get the best and most fair treatment possible. And so that's what our role is. That's what our hope is, and that's what we serve the community with.
If you just joined us, talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology, if you have a question, perhaps you've got a claim that you're worried about or thinking about and things that you can do, 850-437-1620. Feel free to text that in this morning.
Well, we will have a special guest today, Scott Zucker. He's going to call in from the law firm. We're going to talk a little bit about the Clark case that just passed in the first district up here in Tallahassee. There's a couple different districts in the state of Florida that handle legal cases. And this particular case really has set the state, whether it's good legislation or bad legislation, good case law or bad case law, I want to say, it has set a precedence where the insurance companies are now able to hold the reins even tighter and really enforce some policy language of what's called the actual cash value, an ACV. And so we're going to kind of get into that today about policies, a little more technical show about what that means. So if someone has your policies are based on one of two things, what's called an ACV or an RCV. An ACV is called actual cash value. And the RCV is called replacement cost value. And if you're familiar with car auto insurance, if you ever get into a car wreck, the insurance companies have what's called depreciation, where they depreciate the value of the vehicle and they give you X amount of dollars. That's why people carry what's called gap insurance, because gap insurance that covers that loan value because the value of the car depreciates. So in the property world, it's very, very similar concept. The carriers will pay on what's called an actual cash value basis, meaning they get to depreciate the value of the home, of the products and the materials and the services, not the actual value of your house, but they get to depreciate the value of the material. So let's take, for example, your home is 15 years old, and you have a 15-year-old roof on it, and a storm comes through and knocks it off. They may decide to depreciate it $1,000 for every year that it's been on your roof, or they might do it just by a percentage. And it's really very arbitrary. There's really not a set formula that is a standard or a guideline in the insurance industry for this particular practice. And I think that's something that needs to be modified for Floridians, because it is so ambiguous. It's up to the independent adjuster that's handling the file how much they depreciate. And because a lot of inside examiners that work for insurance companies are paid off what's called loss ratios, they get bonuses based upon the scale or the ratio of how much loss they handle in their particular region. If they're able to reduce the amount of value on a particular claim, then it helps them. It improves their loss ratio, which means, hey, I get my bonus this year. And so this is standard practice in the insurance industry, and that has been standard practice. And so, again, insurance is a great vehicle. It's a great mechanism. Without insurance, this country would be a lot different. People would suffer probably a lot more. You'd be a very different society.
No doubt about that.
The concept of insurance, it would be. It would be. There'd be a lot more burden on an owner to carry the cost and to carry the burden.
All right. I think I have your friend on the line. Are you there?
I am. Good morning.
There you go. This is a new thing, putting two phone calls on one line, so I'm so excited that I'm hearing your voice. Still learning on a learning curve here at the radio station, but I'm going to leave it up to you, Matthew, to introduce your guest who's on the phone with us as well this morning. And I know you have some serious things to talk about.
Yes, so thank you very much. This is Scott Zucker. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you being on the phone call.
Hey, my pleasure.
And Scott, Scott's an attorney in the state of Florida. And if you want to kind of give a little bit of background and kind of how you got into the industry and what you're seeing now. And again, this is hopefully to help educate people in the area about the insurance process and give them a little more insight and wisdom on the complexities of claims and what to do when they do have an issue and how to protect themselves.
Yeah, sure. Well, good morning. Great to be here. Appreciate you having me on. Just to tell you a little bit about myself. I, as Matthew said, I'm a lawyer. I started my career working for an insurance regulatory and insurance defense firm, doing a lot of work for the insurance companies on property damage claims, special investigations. And so I had an opportunity early in my career to kind of get the inside track as to what goes on and kind of learn the ropes. And since 2017, I've been on the other side. My partner, Michael Leader, and I started our own firm focusing primarily on insurance, which, you know, a lot of our work has to do with property insurance and the topics that you and Matthew were talking about. You know, just to dovetail on some of the things that you were talking about and kind of the current environment for insurance in Florida. Obviously, as everybody knows, it's been a very hot button topic because of the cost, the rising cost of insurance and the number of claims down here in Florida, which, you know, is really given to our, you know, sort of the environment here and the, you know, our proximity to the Gulf of Mexico and the number of storms we get and kind of the unique features and landscapes of Florida that lend themselves to a lot of losses that we don't necessarily see in other parts of the country. The regulatory landscape has changed quite a bit in the last couple of years, which started with some of the changes to the notice requirement, which reduced the amount of time you have to report certain claims and reduced and changed the way homeowners' attorneys get paid for fighting these claims. And a lot of this was in an effort to reduce the cost to consumers, but unfortunately, we really haven't seen premiums go down. They've gone up, and that's, you know, due to a lot of reasons I can get into. I mean, in terms of what homeowners should do proactively, I mean, I think, you know, some of the general steps, which I'm sure Matthew has talked about, you know, before a storm or, you know, kind of in the course of the year, you know, take pictures, document the conditions of the property so that if a loss does occur, it's easy to provide the insurance company with documentation of what's, you know, what the pre-loss condition of the property is. And, you know, then essentially you want to, you know, communicate with the insurance company, you know, early and often. And one of the topics I know we're talking about is the case that recently came out. And this has been an issue that's kind of been brewing for the last couple of years, this actual cash value replacement cost issue. This language has been in the policies for a long time, hasn't really been enforced to the same level it's being enforced now. And essentially, you know, what it requires of the insurance company when you first have a loss is they pay the actual cash value, which is simply the replacement cost minus the depreciation. And what we're seeing, you know, a lot of people, when they suffer a loss, the damage is expensive and sometimes reaches into, you know, easily into six figures. And not everybody has the wherewithal to simply make repairs and seek reimbursement. And so what often happens is estimates are submitted to the insurance company based on what needs to be done. And, you know, I think over the last 5 or 6 years, most contractors and a lot of public adjusters have been providing just the replacement cost estimates, and the insurance companies have kind of been taking advantage of that. And, you know, look, I don't want to just take up the air, but, you know, I can get into any of those issues, but Matt, maybe that gives you an intro into kind of where you want to go from here.
Sure. And thank you, Scott, for kind of illuminating kind of some of the issues that are happening. As an attorney, someone that's on the legal side, because a public adjuster, we're allowed to do everything for an insurance claim except take it over the threshold of suing an insurance company. That's not our role. That's where the attorneys come in. The attorneys, like yourself, you guys have this backdoor knowledge of, number one, extensive case law. You have the experience of how claims are handled and the relationships with other attorneys that are working for the insurance companies to get things over over the threshold to get things settled. If you're able to comment, Scott, just on maybe one or two things that you see that typically hinder an insured from having a favorable outcome, something that they might do on accident or not pay attention to or may not even know. Are there some things that you're able to kind of highlight for just the Floridians to kind of be aware of that will help their case before it even comes to you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, look, there are some things that you can do. Again, you know, documentation is key and making sure you maintain all the documentation. You know, I think one of the mistakes that I see often is, you know, people, you know, homeowners and consumers who aren't used to engaging this process just don't know what they're supposed to do. And so often, you know, what we see is people either don't report the claim soon enough or they don't hire a professional like a public adjuster to kind of assist them. And so what you see is kind of a scattershot of documentation from, you know, a range of vendors anywhere. You know, often if you have a serious issue, you know, let's say to a roof, you know, instead of hiring a licensed roofer or a public adjuster who can come out and give, you know, put the documentation together and provide it in a format that the insurance company can understand, I often see, you know, homeowners turning to handymen and kind of getting various, you know, random documentation and providing that to the insurance company. And that can kind of be a hindrance if the insurance company doesn't have the proper information up front. But, you know, the best course of action is for a homeowner to be able to provide the insurance company with a complete package, which includes both the, you know, replacement cost and the actual cash value of the loss, so that, you know, you take the air out of some of the insurance company's standard defenses down the road. And, you know, and the more straightforward and complete the packages to the insurance company, the easier it is for, you know, both the public adjuster down the road and ultimately the attorney who may get the file 6 or 7 or 8 months later after a lot of those things have transpired. So, you know, if it comes to me in a complete kind of package with all of that information, it makes it much easier to then go to the insurance company or to, you know, access some of those relationships either with other attorneys who work for the insurance companies or the adjusters, you know, early and to try to get a resolution. One of the things the insurance companies kind of capitalize on is time. And they understand that people don't necessarily have the time or energy or the money to lay a lot of this stuff out. And so what you see often is, you know, the insurance company will drag these things out as long as possible. But, you know, the more complete the information the insurance company has at the front end, the harder that is to do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott, for talking on some of those things. You bring up some good points. Number one, going to the receipts and documentation, one of the things that came out in the Clark case, in this case law that was just judged on, is that the receipts, having proper documentation. I mean, this particular Clark case was where the insured had, I think, $500,000 worth of damages that were awarded to them. They went to suit with the insurance company, won. They went to trial, won. The jury awarded them. The insurance company appealed the award, and then in the appeal, they were granted this motion where they didn't have to pay because of these specific things weren't performed by the insured. And one of those things that came up was receipts, not having proper documentation, not having proper receipts. So if you do any type of maintenance on your house where you've got a storm that comes through and you put a tarp on it, or you hire a mitigation company, or you get a handyman that comes out and just puts some tar up on your roof, keep those receipts. Take documentation. Document, document, document. Keep a separate insurance file. And then what I'm going to ask is that for every insured, because most oftentimes what I see as a public adjuster is that the insureds don't have a full copy of their insurance policy. They get the renewal packets with the renewal language, but one of those sections that's very important is what it's called the duties of the insured. And so the duties of the insured, some of the policies, like State Farm, for example, if you have a State Farm insurance carrier, a policy that requires you, when you file a loss, you have to submit what's called a sworn proof of loss within 60 days. If you don't do that, if you don't file that paperwork, even if you don't know it, then you really have set yourself up for a potential disaster, because you have not complied with their specific obligation for you and your insurance contract. And mind you, insurance is a contract. So if you fail, then you're what's called in breach of contract. So one of the things I want to stress and urge any of the listeners out there is that if you file a claim, ask right away, number one, for a full copy of your policy, and to speak to the inside examiner to see whether or not you are required to file a proof of loss within 60 days, within 30 days. And then you want to take what's called contemporaneous notes. You want to make sure that you write down everything in real time and photograph that, and then email the inside examiner, whoever you have a conversation with. Hey, based on my understanding, this is my conversation. You told me I don't have to file it. You told me to wait. And I'll just comment on that. A long time ago, we had an insured where they actually did that. They took the notes because the inside examiner told them, wait, don't file the proof of loss yet. We will help you. And then when it came time to really push on the claim, that was the defense the insurance company tried to pull, saying we don't owe because you didn't fulfill your obligations. And it was only because the insurer took these contemporaneous notes and had documented it well that we were able to overcome that issue and that objection. But it took 2 years. So, Scott, is there anything that you want to quickly talk on? We don't have too much time coming up. We're coming up on the end of the program. But is there anything that you want to talk about, just in conclusion, how people can find you and how to find your law firm if they have questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just real quick, I mean, you raise a couple of really great points. Number one, and I tell this to my clients and public adjusters all the time, you know, document everything. You know, if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. And oftentimes, you know, the field adjuster or personnel from the insurance company will come over, they'll make statements or tell things to the insured, and then down the road when it gets into litigation, it's a totally different story. And so, yeah, you know, sending those emails and follow-ups and confirming things in writing is a great tip. And I tell my clients, you know, after you have that conversation, you know, just send a quick email. Just say, hey, just wanted to confirm, or just as we discussed, and then, you know, it's documented and it lives forever. I mean, the other thing, just to dovetail on what you said, is, you know, these policies are kind of laden with all kinds of traps. And the proof of loss, you know, requirement from State Farm, that's a great example. And you're 100% right. Most people don't even know. And that's, an example of a requirement that's automatic. As soon as you make that claim, you have that obligation. You know, and who among us has sat down to read an 80-page insurance policy? And so, you know, I think that underscores the importance of, you know, contacting a professional, whether it's a public adjuster or an attorney, to just get some help through the process. You know, if anybody needs help, obviously they can reach out to you or they can reach out to me. My name is Scott Zucker. We have a law firm, Leader and Zucker, and we handle these types of cases and all kinds of insurance cases all around the state. Our phone number is 954-523-2020. And, you know, I'm always happy to talk people through some of these situations and to kind of go over their policies. And, you know, if we can help, we're happy to do that.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. What a great show. I think we could talk about this subject for a couple of hours for sure. So thank you, Scott, for joining us. Matt, you want to go ahead and give your contact information as well before time runs out?
Sure. Thanks, Meg. Thanks, Scott, for joining us. You can always check us out at claimology.com. That's claimology.com.
All right, thank you both so much. Great show, great information. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.